This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be another great day. I just have that feeling. Optimistic, upbeat, positive. Yep. Well, it's Monday, too, and we try to make it great. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. 7:20, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You. Chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel better, right? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. And, Pete, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. One of the things that you and Greg do, Bob, to promote a healthy dialogue on WSKY, is you don't endlessly repeat the names of these serial killers and these murderers, as so many other news outlets do, and I really think that's a great decision. What's bugging me is the young man who murdered in cold blood that executive in New York, the health executive in New York. There's going to be a play out in San Francisco about him called Luigi, and he's not even, the man is hardly in the ground. And you guys already got a play going for his little antics. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, that is one of the stories that we were, you know, going to share with folks in the same kind of, you know, outrage. Mm-hmm. It's just, wow, this is the world we live in, trying to make a hero out of a cold-blooded murderer. It is. It's
wrong.
Grotesque, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Rob and Greg. Aside from the credit card bill arriving, what's bugging me is this concept that the American taxpayer needs to foot the bill for all these bad guy prisoners that we put in jail. I just kind of wish we could bill them, or maybe Elon Musk can send them off to the moon or Mars or something. It just bugs me that it's our cost to house them for the rest of their lives. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, bring back the chain gangs. Build some roads.
You know, we got a few sheriffs around the country, though, that, you know, they like the old ways.
Yeah, putting them to work is not necessarily a bad thing for them.
It's not cruel.
Either. No. Yeah.
And, again, compared to what they probably did that got them there?
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, that's
there's that.
There's that little detail.
What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is that life throws you wacky curveballs. Now, I did a venture capital investment 14 years ago. Well, it finally is coming true. It's going to be a 600% gain on the investment, and I'm too freaking old to enjoy it, and that's what's bugging me.
Well, Greg and I are still spry young men, and we will we can help you with that responsibility of, you know, spending that money.
Oh, we're good at that.
Yes.
And if somebody else is, we're even better at that.
I have my eye on a yacht that'll be rehabbed here soon out of Miami.
Once it dries out, it should be just fine.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. It sunk only once.
Oh, it was salt water, though. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Let's go to John. What's bugging you?
Yeah, what's bugging me is Trump didn't say he's opening Alcatraz to house the obstructionist demon rat judges who want illegals. Women beaters, killers back in the USA. And also, he didn't say he's opening it to house any rioting demon rats in the maybe Summer of Love coming up.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Maybe. Oh, now here we go. Here's the new plan. Those judges have to share the cells when those people are rearrested for their crimes.
Oh, you were on to something there.
No, I'm talking.
I like it. That's a win-win.
I thought you would. You brought them back. They're yours.
Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
Good morning. The left finally figured out that our court systems can be used as a stalling tactic, and then the judges, even the judges, climb on board. The court systems are now a stalling tactic by the left. It's criminal. God bless America.
It is frustrating.
Yeah, well, between the Supreme Court and Congress, hopefully they're going to rectify this. Congress moving so slowly, you hope the Supreme Court will act a little quicker. All right, call in now. You've got a chance. What's bugging you? Air it out. Get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Good morning, Phil. What's... Oh, we lost him. Yep. All right, I've got a bug.
What you got?
Do you ever have to, when you're taking, like, say, a pin or a nut or something out of something you're trying to fix, and they have these little spring... I know it's called a spring washer or something like that.
Okay.
Where you need a special kind of pair of pliers to open it up because it's got two little holes in it. It almost looks like a horseshoe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it closes around, like, say, like it would be used for retaining.
Yeah.
Like a retaining washer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I came across one recently, and the little pinholes that you would put, like, the pliers into.
Right.
Are the smallest that I've ever seen. I mean, I had a flashlight on it with my glasses on, trying to get, and I kept trying to get the pliers in it, because even though I don't like those to begin with,
right.
If the pliers fit or whatever, they're
it
usually,
still works, yeah.
You know, you get it done anyway. Nope, couldn't do it. Ended up going into more hackery type stuff, like a screwdriver and then a pair of needle nose pliers, and ripped the thing out because I didn't have to save it anyway. But come to find out, then when I took it completely out, I go, wonder why it won't fit. Well, it won't fit because they purposefully made those holes so tiny that I don't even know if they sell, you know, on a large scale, they don't. That kind of spring puller that you call it, I think. And anyway, that really bugs me that they would.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're doing it purposefully because they know most people probably don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Tool.
Oh, the auto industry for sure has done that. There's things that you know you don't have or can't get a specialty tool that does something that only the dealership has.
Yeah. Look, if you're taking off a flywheel, that's one thing.
That's one thing.
But if you're just changing, like, foot pegs, come on, man. Give me a break.
That shouldn't be brain surgery.
Yeah.
Or rocket science in this case.
Neither one.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Pam. Good morning. What's bugging you?
So that just reminded me of. Basically, like the EPA rules, we went and bought a hose this weekend, or, you know, last weekend. One of these little, like, flex hose, but not the good one, the copper bullet. We bought the generic. But the EPA puts these little check balls, check valves and stuff inside these, inside the hose, so that you can't, the water won't come through. So we had to do surgery on that.
Oh.
And we did use mechanics tools to take it. Take all these things out of there, so now we actually do have water pressure.
Well, you know, we talked about it during hurricane season a year or two ago, the stupidity and now the expense of a gas can for our safety.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're a pain in the butt to use. They still spill all over the place.
Yeah,
because,
they spill more, I think.
Yeah, they have not solved anything.
No.
Except they do cost $30.
Yeah.
That's irritating.
It is irritating. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for your participation in What's Bugging You. And coming up, Trump says third term? I don't think so. We'll share that with you and a whole lot more coming your way on Cinco de Mayo, 97.3 The Sky.